Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
College football. Drew sets this up with some of the top storylines and the conversation right now. A very interesting week in college football behind us, that's for sure. And now looking ahead a little bit where the college football playoff picture is getting a little more interesting.
Yeah, I think this is really, it's really crazy because who would have thought that we ever would be at this position? Not just in 2025, but really ever. Indiana, who had never before Kurt Cignetti had a better season than 8-4, is second in the country right now. Georgia Tech is undefeated and 7-0 and seventh in the country. And then Vanderbilt is 10th in the country at 6-1. I felt like if you would have said this to us, if you would have said, hey, in 5 years, this is what the case is going to be like, and you told us this in 2020 or even like 2015, we all would have said you're absolutely crazy. And what happened to college football?
Hey, maybe NIL's working.
I think this very good example of that. Yes.
And this is my hope. Is the only way I'll know that it's working for real, though, is if one of these teams actually punched the damn ticket.
I won the whole thing?
Yeah.
Or at least get to a national title.
Give me Indiana football national champion.
I mean, that would be...
You know? Not Oregon, not Georgia, not Bama, not Ohio, not all the teams we're used to. Give me Georgia Tech, national championship. Vanderbilt, national champion. You give me that, then I know NIL's working. Just evening the playing field a little, which it obviously has done.
So. It's awesome to see these schools at the top. I still think if I were, as of right this second, say who I think are the top two teams or whatever in the country, Ohio State to me is the best team in college football still.
Yes.
Alabama would probably be number two for me. And then I would go with like Indiana/Oregon. That's probably where I'm at if I were to rank out real quickly off the top of my head. College football, but it's great. It's great for the sport to see these schools that normally are not in this picture right there. There's a ton of college football left, as you all know, that this can change in a hurry. But right now, it's trending towards a college football playoff that's going to have a lot of new blood.
I think even Cody's. This is the wanting a national title. Of course, it would mean a lot of things for college football. I think even getting to one would
like
be big.
Measure.
Because I think everybody's kind of waiting for Indiana to be the Indiana that we're used to, I guess, if you will, which I don't think they are. I think they're different this year. But if they were to lose in the first round and let's say they got a bye, they were the fourth team and they lost to the 5 seed, a very tight matchup that easily could go different ways. But if Indiana lost that, then everybody would be like, oh, well, you know, it is Indiana after all. I think even them getting to a semifinal and beating a big boy, whether that's Georgia or Oregon, just to get to that point, I think would be a big deal.
But they went to the college football playoff last year and lost. It's got to go further than that.
They were a 10 seed, though, and they didn't host. So I think there's...
I know, but
if they're a 2 seed and they... I think it would be... if they got to a semifinal, I think it would signify that NIL is working. Maybe not to win a national title and compete to that level, but it means that it's working.
Sure. It's working even better than the system was before.
Yes.
But it would still feel like a baseball discrepancy. It's not like we could just play in a World Series or go to the playoffs. I want to win a World Series. And there's still like a discrepancy of top to bottom of those things. What I'm saying is like even just one time showing the little guy can do it.
Can actually win it. Yeah.
That would mean a lot.
And it's crazy too because Vandy's beaten Alabama before. They've beaten LSU. So in a way, Vandy's kind of already proven it
They got Mizzou this week.
I know. This is interesting because obviously that game is massive. But one of the names outside of Matt Rhule with Penn State, outside of Lane Kiffin with Florida, whose name has kind of been floated, not as a favorite, but as a guy to maybe watch in this conversation of coaching carousel, if you will. That's Coach Drinkwitz at Missouri. And I think it's an interesting thing where I know we obviously disagreed a little bit with Kurt Cignetti, but last year I said if Penn State would have offered him the job after last season, I think Kurt Cignetti leaves for sure. Now that they're number two in the country, I think it's a little bit different. This year, I think if Missouri makes the playoff, this is like what Indiana did last year, where if Florida or Penn State said, hey, Coach Drinkwitz, you want to come and coach, I think he actually would leave. More likely so after this season than if he stuck around after making the playoff, let's say this year, if they did it. It feels like if you make it once, you parlay that into a quote-unquote bigger-time job where, I mean, some are arguing whether Missouri is actually a better job than Florida, which to me I think is a little bit of a reach. But I think it's fair to compare the two with Indiana and Mizzou and how they've kind of looked over the last couple of seasons.
The only thing with Drinkwitz I would say is maybe I think I have the classification right for both these players. But Hardy and Prabula are back next year, right?
Hardy,
I think Hardy's back next year.
I think he...
I don't think he's not a senior, right? So
Prabula for sure.
Prabula's
for sure.
A redshirt
he's
junior.
Going to be with him. Yeah, we have Prabula.
I guess what I'm saying
with.
Is, like, if his roster is still stacked next totally year, sure. Why would he, why would he?
Which I think is the argument for.
Hardy's only a sophomore.
And I think that's the argument that's the argument why Kurt Cignetti stayed where he was. But again, this is another year of him doing what he did last year. Cody, I think to your point, Pennsylvania is one thing, and Pennsylvania produces a lot of college football talent. And obviously, Penn State is Penn State. But I think being able to not just coach in a hotbed, but recruit in a hotbed.
He's a good recruiter. It's his best skill.
Yeah, I would be really intrigued to see how quickly he could get Florida back to double-digit wins. I think he could do it maybe, I don't know about as quick as Lane Kiffin, but I think Lane Kiffin, very good recruiter. Coach Drinkwitz, very good recruiter. It would be interesting to see how quickly they could flip Florida back to being where people would like them to be, at least with Gator Nation. Plus, I will say this too. Steve Spurrier mentioned this. Visor. Lane Kiffin wears what? A visor. Coach Drinkwitz wears what? A visor. I don't know. There's a little bit of Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier in Elijah Drinkwitz and a little bit of Steve Spurrier and Lane Kiffin. I think they both would fit.
We'll talk more local college football Thursday and Friday on this show. Of course, Sunflower Showdown, KU, K-State, Missouri. Big game against Vandy. They are slight dogs. Missouri is 2.5, I think, at last check. Underdogs to Diego Pavia, who now has like the fifth best odds to win the Heisman. So huge local college football weekend ahead. We'll get there later on in the week.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.